Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good morning, Barbados. I am Donna Maria Maynard, Professor of Psychology in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology. Today we look back to April the 8th, 1975, when the Advocate News carried the headline, More Warnings on Drug Use. At the time, Assistant Superintendent Ashton Marshall of the Royal Barbados Police Force urged the nation to pay attention, as he reminded readers, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Marshall explained that many young people were being pushed towards drugs by certain social and domestic pressures, noting that while each situation was different, the end result would be the same. Even in 1975, Barbados was beginning to speak more openly about drugs. Mr. Marshall described this as a healthy sign, but one that was also driven by concern, warning that if we are not careful, we can have a serious drugs problem on our hands. At the same time, Barbadian evangelist Reverend Charles Taylor warned that the issue could spread across the Caribbean with a devastating force, stressing the need to educate all young people early. The article noted that older generations were more familiar with alcohol as the main social challenge, but a new threat was emerging, including marijuana, heroin, and cocaine. Still, one message stood out, the role of the home. Both men, Mr. Marshall and Reverend Taylor, emphasized that strong guidance and care were key to keeping youth away from the drug scene. But the solution went beyond families. The article stressed that the fighting of drug abuse must be a community effort involving schools, churches, and the wider society. Because, as it warned, this is not a problem we can ignore or hide away by sweeping under the rug. It goes beyond courts, fines, and imprisonment. It is about preventing what could become the destruction of the flower of our youth. Nearly 50 years later, that warning feels strikingly relevant. Barbados has since built that community response through organizations like NCSA, the National Council on Substance Abuse, CASA, the Center for Counseling Addiction Support Alternatives, and the Substance Abuse Foundation, which runs the residential treatment facilities, Verdon House for Men and Marina House for Women. All working to prevent, treat, educate, and support those affected. While the conversation has evolved, now including mental health, prevention, and policy, the core issues remain the same: social pressure, the need for guidance, and the power of community. The message from 1975 still holds true. Protecting the flower of our youth requires all of us. We have been warned.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.